This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. It's very easy. You go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We're happy to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He's kind of a big deal. What's up, Kevin?
First of all, I'm not a big deal at all. I mean, I talk to people who are big deals, like you guys.
Right.
But I'm definitely not a big deal at all. Small deal.
Well, the guys can't wait to hear your Top Gun review, JP. You know, I'm sure you. Here's a question for you: before you do these reviews and you issue your score, do you go to like Rotten Tomatoes and see how it's trending? I'm curious.
Well, I mean, in terms of like my job, like I mean, I'm aware of the Rotten Tomatoes ratings for films because they're just in my radar of what I
right.
do for a living. So I don't like actively go to a Rotten Tomatoes site and like and think about like I mean I've been against the curve on a lot of films. Like one of my favorite movies ever is Bad Boys 2. I think it has like a 23% on Rotten Tomatoes,
right.
which is ridiculous. It's one of my favorite action movies of all time, and I love the Fast and Furious franchise. So Rotten Tomatoes really isn't something that I like, you know, use as a barometer or comparable to what
but
I'm doing.
But they use it in trailers now. They use it on TV commercials. Like, I was aware of Top Gun getting great ratings on Rotten Tomatoes from their commercials.
Right. So, a studio is going to use Rotten Tomatoes when it's in their favor, right?
Of course.
Because, but Rotten Tomatoes is, you know, in my opinion, I don't particularly love rating a film just up or down like that. I mean, I'm more of like trying to find a gray area or things that I love or didn't love. And, you know, to give a movie a fresh or rotten, like what's interesting about Rotten Tomatoes is like if every critic gave Top Gun a 3 out of 5, it'd be 100%. If every critic gave Top Gun like a 2 or 2.5, it'd be a 0%. Like
right.
theoretically in terms of like what rotten and fresh would be. I mean, obviously we have numbers in between, but the numbers for Top Gun, this is one of those ones where
it's like 98%, I think.
Yeah. Well, because it's amazing. And like at the end of the day, like, I mean, I've been hyping this movie up with you guys for a few weeks now. I mean, but in terms of what this film delivers, what's brilliant about what Top Gun Maverick does is like, I told you guys recently, it's not a cash grab. Like this genuinely felt like a real story that needed to be told. Like at the end of the day, while all the action and all that stuff is great, the emotional core of it and the grounded nature of the characters, like there's a Val Kilmer scene that is, I think people are going to be crying in the theater. Like it is like, it's really well done. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't think people are ready for how good it is. Cause it's better than the original.
And it's a really good cast, right? Why don't we start with the cast? Because besides Tom Cruise,
yeah.
I looked at it and like Ed Harris is in it. I don't know if he has a big role. John Hamm's yeah. in it. Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going again tonight too. So the cast is huge. For people who aren't aware, basically in the first Top Gun, Tom Cruise's character, obviously, you know, at the school and Val Kilmer plays Iceman and he plays Maverick. But there was a character named Goose, obviously, who was a big part of that story that died in the original film. We've discussed this on the show before. He ejects from the plane, and then Tom Cruise's character feels responsible, even though he's wiped clean of that from his record. All these years later, Miles Teller plays the little kid that was in Top Gun.
So he's Goose's kid.
So if you remember, if you remember in the movie, Meg Ryan and Goose, played by Anthony Edwards, they had a son. Mm-hmm. That kid is now all grown up. He went to Top Gun. He graduated, and now Miles is playing him. So Cruise's character is brought back to Top Gun to train these Top Gun graduate pilots, one of them being Goose's kid, to do a mission that's going to be very important for the military, an actual mission that's really going to cause people danger if it's not done right. And it's like it's as you mentioned, the cast, JP, like John Hamm, as you mentioned, Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Glenn Powell, Miles Teller. It is an insane cast, and Bruckheimer's back to produce it. Joe Kaczynski directed it, who did Tron Legacy. He did Oblivion with Tom Cruise. He's really, really solid director, really great director. But, you know, one of the cool things about doing this movie was, you guys know Tom Cruise goes all out. So I was in San Diego, as I mentioned to you guys, for the global premiere, and I'm on an aircraft carrier, like on the top deck of a flight deck of an aircraft carrier called the USS Midway. And Tom Cruise, I'm interviewing, in the middle of interviewing Kenny Loggins. And Kenny Loggins is like waxing poetic about Danger Zone and the song and hearing it for the first time. And they bring it back for this film. And right in the middle of our conversation, like Kenny Loggins looks over to his left, pulls his phone out, and just like stops the interview because Tom Cruise is landing on the aircraft carrier in a helicopter. And then he's going to walk over and talk to myself and the rest of the press that's on the line on the aircraft carrier. And I mean, I've never seen anybody do anything like the way Cruise does a red carpet. I mean, I remember being in Vienna, Austria, like years ago for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. I mean, by the way, I don't say these things lightly. It sounds insane what I'm saying right now on your show, but I mean, this is just the reality of what I do for a living, but it's not lost on me how insane it is. But he showed up to this carpet in Vienna, Austria for Rogue Nation, signed autographs and took pictures for 2.5 hours with all the fans who had gotten there early to meet him. Then he got on the carpet and did another 2.5 hours of press and talked to every single journalist down the line, like 85 degree heat, and it was humid as hell. And the guy just operates very differently. I've never seen anything like it. He's very engaging. He's a movie star. And regardless of what you think about him personally, he's one of the greatest actors of all time. And people actually forget how great of an actor he is. Like right nowadays, it's like, oh, it's all the stunt work and all the cool things he's doing. Man, you go back to A Few Good Men, Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire. I mean, the guy is one of the greatest actors of all time, dramatically, comedically, and obviously what he's doing now is saving movies, basically. He's upping the game. Like, this is, like, Tom Cruise is kind of like, this is going to be a really inside reference, but there was a Kendrick Lamar track years ago called Control. It was actually a Big Sean song. And it was a song that was supposed to be on Big Sean's album. And Kendrick dropped this verse where he basically called out the entire hip-hop game and said, everyone needs to step themselves up because I'm ready to take everyone over. And what I remember about that verse was because when he did that, it wasn't like he was calling out everybody or saying everybody was bad. He was saying, guys, we need to be upping each other and leveling up. Because I think Kendrick and his new album is probably one of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life. But going back to Tom Cruise, the reason I make that comparison is because what Tom Cruise is doing right now is upping the game. He's basically saying that, like, you know, you guys can use all your CGI and your big, you know, CGI and characters in the Marvel films, which are fine, which is obviously we all love those movies. But for him to be immersing you in this action, Maverick, when you guys see Top Gun Maverick in IMAX, you're going to get an even deeper sense of what this guy is doing for movies. I mean, nobody is making movies like this. This is beyond anything that I've seen in my lifetime. Just having an actor who's almost 60 years old immersing himself in these action sequences is just mind-blowing. And 60 is not even old. It's just, man, this guy just lives for the thrills, but he makes you have a great time at the movies.
All right, Kevin,
at the expense of what
we
doing.
Get it. All right, Kevin, Jason wants to ask a question.
I got a couple questions.
You obviously love the movie.
First of all, they started filming this movie 4 years ago. Because the original release date was July of 2019, all right?
Correct.
Why did they stop? Obviously, once the pandemic started, that's why they delayed it from that point. But why didn't they release it in 2019? And did they film some of this at the Naval Academy?
The Naval Academy part, I'm not sure about. To answer your question about the release date, it was supposed to come out in 2020 originally. And then, obviously, with the pandemic, Tom Cruise, thankfully, and I'm so happy he did this, basically, the studio and Tom Cruise agreed that they were going to hold the movie. They weren't going to put it on any streaming service. Because at the end of the day, I mean, you guys, think about this for 1 second. Look where we are right now. We're, you know, we're 2 years into the pandemic, 2+ years into the pandemic. And at the time the film got delayed, no one knew where we were going to be in the world and what we were going to be doing. But they made a decision to hold the film because they knew the theatrical experience of the movie was going to be something that people needed to have. Mm-hmm. And now we're here on the eve of the film's release, and it's about to be the biggest opening film of Tom Cruise's entire career. Like, this guy's about to have his first $100 million opening. He's never had a movie open this big, ever, in his whole career. Even the Mission films, none of them come close to what this movie's about to do this weekend at the box office. So to answer your question, yeah, it was delayed due to the pandemic, but thankfully so, because, I mean, think about you guys. I mean, I never get texts from Jason saying, hey, man, what time can I go see this movie today in IMAX? Or, like, there are rare occasions, and like, it makes me so happy that you guys are even like engaged to this point where you want to go out. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it again today. The movie's phenomenal. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. The only reason I didn't go 5 is because I found some of the editing choices and some of the pacing in the middle to be a little slower. But overall, like, that doesn't really matter, because I'm giving it a 4.5 out of 5. It's just an incredible experience. See it in IMAX. I mention this every time, but Udvar Hazy or Lockheed Martin, they have a true IMAX theater in our area, and the movie is going to open up to IMAX. Like, it goes from widescreen and then jumps up to the IMAX for the actual flying sequences, because there's 6 IMAX cameras in the cockpits of the F-18s, and the actors are actually flying. So, or flying in the cockpit, being flown by a Navy pilot. But it's wild, man. Wild.
Kevin, what is your best guess for domestic box office for Top Gun Maverick? And obviously, you have to take into account it's a 3-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, so they'll have an extra day.
Yeah. I mean, I've been hearing everything from 92 to 125, but I mean, based on these reviews and the excitement for this, what's beautiful about Top Gun Maverick is that you don't even need to see Top Gun 1 to actually get it. Like, because they do such a good job of bringing back in all the storylines. I mean, you guys remember Jennifer Connelly's character in this movie? She's based on a 2-sentence piece of dialogue from the first Top Gun. There's like a line in the first Top Gun where somebody tells Tom Cruise about how he slept with an admiral's daughter. That's her character in this movie. Like, they've completely built a character based on that line. And she's wonderful in the movie, like, all fleshed out. Like, they have that whole storyline. They explain the reference from the first movie. They show you footage of Goose's death in the original film. So everything's kind of tied back in. Like, I think kids are going to be, like, blown away by this and then go back and find the original. But this is way better than the original film. And I love Tony Scott, who directed the original, one of my favorite directors of all time. He did, like, you know, Enemy of the State and True Romance. But this one is just, the technology has gotten us to a point where we can actually experience the film the way we're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin, 4.5 out of 5 for Top Gun Maverick. Everybody should go out and see it in the theaters.
And you're saying you're saying you have to see it in IMAX.
100% see it in IMAX. It was, as I mentioned to you guys before, I guess this is a different day and a different time slot, so maybe we have different people listening at this point. But, you know, there are 6 IMAX cameras in the cockpit while the actors are flying, or 6 IMAX quality cameras. They developed a camera system. But you guys know this, and I've told you this before, but this is the most insane part about it. I mean, the actors had to run the cameras themselves. So when they were up in the air being flown, taking the 7+ Gs, they're the ones who had to make sure their eye line was right and the sun was hitting them correctly. Then they have to press record while staying in character, say their lines, and not black out or vomit. So remember, like, there's two things happening there. There's the person, the actor, Glenn Powell or Tom Cruise or Miles Teller, taking those G's, but at the same time they're acting and making sure they're in the right frame of camera. Because, I mean, you guys remember in Mission Impossible 6 and Fallout when Tom Cruise jumps out of that plane. So Tom Cruise is the cinematographer in that scene, because the guy that jumps with him is not a camera operator. He's just falling backwards at 180 miles per hour to the ground from a 30,000 foot jump, filming Tom Cruise jumping. But Tom Cruise is the one that has to know where he is in terms of the lens. If he gets within 3 inches of the frame, the shot's ruined and it goes blurry. So similar to the situation here at Top Gun, these actors are they're the ones operating these cameras. So when you watch the movie and you're seeing these shots inside the plane, that's the actors doing that. I mean, that's insane if you think about what you have to do. So tackle all that in, and then you have the emotional storyline. And this is the important thing to note. Every bit of action in Top Gun Maverick is narratively driven. It's not done just to be cool. It's not done just to show flying scenes. Everything's important. When you're up in the air with Miles Teller and Tom Cruise, you have the goose death in your mind, and you know there's a tension between those two. So it makes those scenes so much more intense. It's awesome, guys. I'm telling you guys, it's so awesome. So awesome.
All right, Kevin, all right, Kev. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, man, for your review.
And Stranger Things 4, by the way, comes out tomorrow on Netflix. Yep. I loved it. I've seen all 7 episodes. If you love Stranger Things, it's brutal. It's horror. It's scary. It's rated R in the best way possible. That's out tomorrow. The first 7 episodes of season 4. The last 2 come out July 1st for season 4. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, brand new series on Disney Plus, is tomorrow. Big weekend for entertainment, cool. Guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kev.
We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Love you guys. Go see Top Gun. Udvar Hazy. I'm going today at 6, by the way. I can't wait.
All right. Kevin's making an appearance.
I think it's
going to... 6 o'clock. Join me.
I think it's going to pwn his estimates of 92 to like 105 million. I think this might be like $150 million opening.
Are that
Top
many
Gun
people?
Maverick.
Are they 100% back? Like, people are just going to theaters?
Oh,
all
they're back
good again.
People are back.
The big sillies.
Yeah, big ones.
I mean, like the Doctor Strange numbers were big, but this is going to blow that out of the water.
All right, here's a question for you. This is a dumb question. What is IMAX again? Is that just a big ass screen? Is that it's not 3D. It's just a big ass screen.
But it's a larger screen, and it's a different sort of camera. I mean, it films the action.
The idea is it's a massive screen.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can also see it in IMAX on smaller screens in regular theaters.
That is true.
Kevin would be upset.
But that's like fake IMAX.
Do that.
Right.
Right.
But yes, if it's a standard IMAX screen, it's a huge,
massive screen.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, like, Dan Snyder's probably piping it into his IMAX screen on his mega yacht this weekend if he could, if he had the ability to do it.
I'm reading some of it was filmed here in Maryland. So I'm wondering if that meant Naval Academy.
I think I saw Patuxent Naval Air Station.
Okay.
Yeah. So close, but might not be the Naval Academy.
Right. But some of it was filmed.
Are you going to see it this weekend?
He said he might see it today.
I might see it today or tomorrow. Problem is,
you could
leave
it today, Thursday. Yeah.
That's why we're having it
early.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Richmond all weekend, so I don't think I'll have
the time. Problem is, my daughter really wants to see it because she saw the first one last week and she liked it. So she works during the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I might not be able to see it. I mean, I can see it on my own, but I would feel bad if I didn't see it with her. So I don't know. We'll see.
Coming up next, we'll do a wacky Caps hypothetical. What's more important to you as a Caps fan going forward?
Uh-oh.
A Stanley Cup competitive team or Ovi breaking the scoring title? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.